Here. If I can't see the ship, you won't. It's getting dark now.
Yeah. Somewhere on the horizon. Should be showing up now.
I just looked that way.
Yeah. Uh-oh. There she is. Way off. Just smoke and looks like the masts. Yeah, it is.
Okay, so we've seen her. What's the next move?
We get in the auto and get back down to Victoria and tell Herman.
What's he want with the ship anyway? Look, we've done some oddball things in our lives, but...
Yeah, I know. But all I do know is that the ship's going to come up into the Juan de Fuca Straits and head past Victoria. Only Herman wants to get on it before it comes into the Straits. So, don't ask questions. We're getting paid for looking out from here. Come on, let's get the road.
Must be important to Herman.
I heard it is. Something about something on that ship. Something he wants bad. Something lethal.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
It's a gas.
You still see them there, Tex?
Nope.
I reckon they're hiding, huh?
Yup.
We sure scared them off, though, huh?
Yup.
Think they'll come back, Tex?
Nope.
That guy Tex never learns, you know that, Lee?
Yeah.
It's time to give my eyes and your ears a break. The television's for kids.
So I notice.
You want a drink?
Yeah, sure.
Uh, 9 p.m. on a Thursday evening. I think I'll knock this back and shove.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Thanks.
Your health, Lee. Yeah, I got me a new doll, did I tell you?
No.
Well, you sound like that rerun on TV.
What time are you meeting her?
9:30. A few quiet drinks, cozy joint. Nice and quiet, you know?
It's just 9:00. Herman's boat is hanging back of us now. No lights.
Sure she's there?
Yeah, she's there.
Give me a hand with the cylinder, will you?
Coast clear? Yeah, no one else on deck.
Okay, now. Come on.
Let's see now. The floats are fixed okay to the cylinder. The darn thing will float back in the wake of this ship right under Herman's net.
Quit talking. Let's get it over the side.
Hey, come on, then. You know what we could get for doing just this?
Yeah, I know. I know what those dollars sound like in my pocket, too.
Yeah, 2,000 each. Not bad for 20 minutes' work.
You want another drink?
No.
Okay.
You're gonna marry me?
No.
Didn't think you would. You're just a fun guy, huh?
Sure, I told you that. Who'd marry a Fed anyway? Like as not, I'd come home plugged full of holes one day anyway. So?
But you do love me, hon.
Sure. Pass the pretzels, will you?
Perkins, bring it on board.
Okay, Herman. Give me a hand, you guys.
Okay.
Come on, move it now.
Perkins. Get us all down into the cabin, huh?
All right, Herman.
Come on, take it easy.
Come on, please, fellas.
Right. The rest of you men back on deck, please. Wilkins, you'll stay here, please.
Come on, sure.
Come on. Now
start the engines, please, Wilkins.
Straight back to where we left the coast?
Just this side of Victoria Harbor, as before.
Okay. So, came all the way out here to get that. That lead cylinder there.
Yeah, to get just that, my friend.
Now, heading for Bellingham in Washington State. The shipment of nerve gas from Okinawa is alarming both Americans and Canadians. The cylinders of deadly gas are to be stored in the Umtila Ordnance Depot at Hermiston, Oregon. However, there's been no mishap, and the ship is due to complete its traverse of the Juan de Fuca Straits, which separates Vancouver Island, Canada, from American territory, in the next hour. That ends this newscast.
Interesting.
And now, as always, a roundup of weather right around the country.
Yeah, well,
first, a word from our...
I'd hate some of that stuff to fall into wrong hands. That's hardly likely, though. And yet... like that, huh?
Yeah. 4,000 cylinders of nerve gas were loaded on the John Pierce at Okinawa. 3,999 were unloaded at Bellingham Harbor.
The authorities checked with Okinawa?
Yeah, 4,000 loaded, all right. The consignment was checked just before the John Pierce entered the Juan de Fuca Straits anyway.
And found correct?
And found correct. So, in the Straits, one cylinder was hijacked, somehow.
You know, Ames, how serious this is.
I'm telling you how serious it is. It hasn't been released to the press yet, Natch.
The cops up there in Washington State looking after it?
Sure, but this is big, Lee, and bad. I want you and Johnny in. Look, it could be a false alarm. Wrong entry in the ship's manifest. That's being checked on. But as far as we know, one cylinder has gone.
Who gave you the tip-off?
Harvey Sanger up in Bellingham. Get on with it, will you?
Now, Johnny will be sleeping late.
Wake him.
Yeah, sure. Only this could be a wild goose chase, Ames.
It could be. Only I don't think it is.
Oh, I must be a nut. Okay, you can charter me a plane.
They're standing by. You can leave right now.
Right. Thanks, Ames. So long. Get dressed, lover boy. Get round here fast.
What gives, Lee? Nancy?
No, Sarin and Tabun.
Oh, what are you talking about this time of night?
If it's midday, get here, Johnny, fast.
Gas originated in Germany during the last war. Colorless, odorless, and tasteless. Enters the body by inhalation, by ingestion, or absorption through the skin and eyes. Damaging the central nervous systems, the gases cause paralysis and death.
Yeah, and non-fatal doses may cause irrational behavior, hence the name madness gas.
Right. And the two varieties being carried on the John Pierce, sarin, which is phosphorus and fluorine, and tabun, a compound of phosphorus and cyanide.
Nice babies. Who'd want to heist a cylinder of that?
A nut, maybe. Quite a weapon, Johnny. Could ransom a city. A country.
Yeah. So it's either a guy from Vancouver Island who got to the John Pierce as you came through the Straits, or it's someone from round about Port Townsend, stateside.
Yeah.
Are the Canadian cops on it?
Naturally. Hunting high and low their side without trying to let on what's up.
Yeah. Panic.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah?
I just got a radio call through from Bellingham. Guy called Winslow. Said he was liaising with you.
Okay, read it to me, will you?
Sure. Lee Masters, transit New York to Bellingham, FBI duty flight. Owner of stolen property has come to light. States property lying bottom of Juan de Fuca Straits. Will release contents within 24 hours. Exact location of sunken property will be disclosed to Canadian and American authorities before time limit, if $1 million each paid over. Working on it. Meet you at Bellingham Airfield, Winslow. Well, that's it, Lee. Hey, what gives up there? You cats on to something big?
I guess you might call it that. When do we land?
Oh, 45 minutes the most.
Okay, thanks. So, whoever took the cylinder has sunk it in the Juan de Fuca Straits.
The nerve gas will be released in 24 hours unless a ransom is paid. $2 million. $1 million from Canada, $1 million from us.
That's some dough.
Yeah, with too little time, Johnny.
And what is the opposition now, Wilkins?
Like I told you, boats from this side, Vancouver Island, from Port Townsend, America, all in the Juan de Fuca Straits. Like making a lot of fuss and making like they're not really interested in looking for someone.
You released word in the newspapers?
Yeah, that's been done. Big panic right now.
Yeah, well, now let me see again. The Canadian money in old bills to be presented to us a mile from here. That is, just outside Victoria on the coast, with no one around.
The Yank money the same?
Yeah, to be delivered in traveling cases. Two men only to be there, one from each country.
You think they'll pay up, Herman?
Of course. Now, the helicopter. In order?
Yeah, I'll pick it up from the airfield in half an hour.
And I'll come with you.
Of course. You're the boss.
Yeah, at 11 a.m. exactly, we swoop down from the skies like a vulture on its prey. Take the money and fly across the Juan de Fuca Straits, heading straight for Flattery Straits in Washington State, where I pick my car, left there waiting for us.
Oh, that's quite a kick, huh? Sending that note to the Canadian authorities here in Victoria. They'll think we are Canadian.
Yeah, they can think that only for a while, though, Wilkins. It doesn't really matter. Just give us time to get back to America, drive a little while, and dispose of the money. For the $2 million, we get $1.5 million.
You know, that's a lot to give away.
Not give away, my friend. The dealer who takes the ransom money must get his share as well.
But $500,000?
Well, how else do we get rid of the money in exchange for other notes? The dealer takes a risk, my friend. We lose a little money, but...
A little?
It is necessary. You argue with me?
No, I'm not arguing, Herman. I wouldn't argue with you.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, Lee. The guys have thought this up are getting cute. They released it to the press here and over to Vancouver.
Bad panic?
Yeah, a lot, sure. We scotched some of it. You know, one cylinder of nerve gas right there in the middle of the straits can only kill, well, for about 5 miles along each coastline. And about 5 miles in... Accepting that the cylinder has been sunk right in the middle of the straits, of course.
Mm-hmm. So this guy must have filed through the cylinder or something, working it so that in 24 hours the cylinder would open to the sea, the gas rise to the surface and spread.
Yeah, that's what we figure.
This stuff isn't soluble in salt water?
No, Johnny. Are you evacuating people, Winslow?
Yeah, well, Lee, we're trying to. That's a mess, as you can gather. How the heck do you get 750,000 people out of Victoria and a total of just on 1 million from Port Townsend and Bellingham and along the coast?
Right.
I mean, in other words, this guy will get his money.
Yeah, Johnny, sure. We've sent our 1 million across already. Washington authorized it pronto. That and the Canadian dough is being collected at 11 a.m. That's half an hour from now.
It's a lot of dough to get rid of. Half an hour. Like I said, very little time, but enough.
The time?
Another 20 minutes to go.
Well, don't take the helicopter out over the streets. There are too many Navy and comp boats there. They will wonder.
Okay.
Now, better to hover for a while, inland a bit away from the streets, and go to the meeting place.
Okay.
Machine got enough gas?
Plenty.
And be careful when you come down to collect the money, huh?
I've been flying these things all my life, Herman.
Nice place, Cape Flattery, if it weren't for the scare.
Who would think up something this size?
Ask me another. A Canadian, obviously, with maybe a few boys linked up stateside.
Hmm.
Oh, why are we over there, Vancouver, waiting at the place where the dough's going to be handed over?
Too many cooks spoil the broth, Johnny. The crooks will be picked up if they can be picked up there. We're not needed in that respect.
And out there, in that water? Hey, look at all those boats, huh? All waiting there now, just for a word, and Don will go divers, and that's the whole lot to recover the cylinder.
Yeah. Must be quite a sight.
Lee, they must have worked with the ship's crew, huh? From the John Pierce. You know, met the ship as it came in and got on board taking off that one cylinder.
Yeah, something like that. Later on, we can work on that. The entire crew of the John Pierce is being held under surveillance anyway. Who the heck would think up a gimmick like this?
Must be Canadian.
Why? Just because the ransom note came from over there, that side?
Well,
let's say he wants us to assume he is Canadian. It's an obvious ploy, Johnny. I wonder, if I were going to pick up that dough, what with all the cops on both sides alerted, I'd get in quick. And get out quick.
A helicopter, maybe?
Helicopter, maybe. Now, too much activity on Vancouver Island. More heavily populated than here. This point of Washington State. The guy we want may stay there and lose himself in a mob, so to speak.
Or he may cut for here.
Yeah. Where there's more chance of getting away, more room. There's better roads, too.
In a chopper?
Well, if he or they are in one, Johnny, they won't stay in one. Use those glasses. Forget about looking across the strait. Now, what's around here?
Oh, nothing much. A few old cabins, fishermen.
Activity?
Nothing. Yeah, nice car there. Near one of the cabins. Even pointing away from the sea, ready for a getaway. Nothing further on, Lee, and...
That car. It's just a hunch. Take me down there, Johnny. Hurry it.
No, okay, Herman?
Yeah, that's correct. Where's the cylinder?
Not in the water.
What?
The cylinder is not in the water. It has never been in the water. You've been wasting your time.
Where is it?
In hiding. You won't find it. But you have my word, there is no danger at the moment. Take the helicopter away, Wilkins.
They're going for their guns.
Straight for Cape Flattery, Wilkins.
Spider's web. Two guys running across the sand now, this way.
Keep your head down on this side of their car.
Okay. Close the doors.
Hurry. Another key.
Where are the keys? The keys?
Right here.
What?
In my hand.
Don't move, either of you. This gun goes off sometime.
Why, you duckly!
You gonna try it, too?
Did you kill him, Johnny?
I had to, Lee. He was going to gun you down.
Get the other guy out.
You, get out of the car.
Yeah, sure, of course.
All right, let's go round to him.
Hey.
You are clever.
Just a fluke this time. Has he got the dough, Johnny?
Give me the case. Yeah, full of dough.
You tell the authorities where the cylinder is?
I told them it was not in the water. And that is the truth. But you won't find it where it is hidden.
Come back! In the leg, Lee.
Whatever your name is, where is the cylinder?
Tolid, a little device. We'll blow it up in very little time. My form of revenge for many things. The device is going to explode in 2 minutes.
Lee.
We sit here, Johnny, opposite this guy, and count the seconds passing. Neat idea of yours, Herman. Spin a story about dunking the cylinder in the straits, collect a lot of dough, when all the time it's here in your house waiting to go up.
Look, I reckon we should leave, all of us.
Nope.
Well, great time to be a TV star.
What is there to laugh about it?
I'd say a minute now.
Lee, we've tried to get that gadget off the cylinder there, but we can't. It's going to go off.
Sure.
Are you mad, both of you? Are you crazy?
Herman, why did you do this?
Because I hate people so smug, so rich and so detestable.
About a half a minute to go, and that time bomb explodes.
Yeah. Of course, the gas won't harm us, you know, having taken the atropine, the antidote to nerve gas.
But we didn't...
There can only be 15 seconds.
Start counting, Herman.
Please.
Only you can spark that device off. We haven't got enough time to work it out. You run for it, Johnny shoots you. You stay, the nerve gas kills you. Take your choice.
No!
Duck, Johnny!
He was going for the window. It blew up in his arms.
I figured it might. Is he dead?
Yeah. Lee, you know we didn't have any atropine.
Yeah, it just added to the occasion. Is the cylinder okay?
Yeah, I hope.
It'll be okay. Those babies are sealed, but tight. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.